محمد عليه السلام and he said we believe in Christianity, we believe in Judaism, but if you convert to Islam, you don't have to pay taxes. So all the rich Jews and Christians and the poor, they became Muslim, okay? So I feel the land is for everybody and for the Abraham people who came from southern Iraq, okay? So the promised land is for Abraham people. It is not for the Russians that are coming and get a passport and citizenship while we Palestinians are denied to go there. I think there is enough land, there is enough room for all of us to live together in peace and harmony. You know, my latest suggestion to the Palestinians and to the Israelis, let the Israelis give everything they want. Let the Palestinians get everything they want. I live in Texas, and we go by the British Constitution. I lived in Louisiana, and we have the French Constitution, but we have a federal government. If we could have two states with a federal government, so Jerusalem would be three capitals, Palestinian, Israeli, and a federal government. We will have one army made of Jews and Palestinians, and then there is no room for them to say security, security. Is Israel with 300 nuclear weapons afraid of children with stones? This is an excuse to take our land and take our property. And we are really tired of that. What we, you know, what I'm saying, let's implement United States of America as our good example. We have a federal government and we are part of this government and we are equal in front of God and the law. We could do that. And I think United States of America cannot be the party that is going to bring peace. United States of America and Israel, I don't see much difference in their foreign policy. Most policies are made in Tel Aviv, but the execution is in Washington, D.C. These are facts of life that we are faced every day. Yes, we are proud to be American, and yes, we are live outside Palestine, but our hearts and our mind is with the Palestinian people because injustice is made in Palestine for the people who have the right and the justice to live in Palestine. Those foreigners that are coming there, I tell the Israelis, the window of peace is closing. It's closing very soon. Either you accept peace and give the Palestinians their rights, and everybody is entitled to their land. You have the title, it is your land. Either you pay for it or get out of it, okay? This is the choice. And the other choice for them, I tell them ISIS is coming, Al-Qaeda is coming, and they're gonna point to Israel sooner or later. So either they have the choice to live in peace with us or they're gonna go back. The CIA had that 15 years ago, their prediction was. Now they cut it down to 10 years. In 10 years, Israelis will be leaving because they cannot live under the pressure. You notice they lived in shelters the last couple of months with the Gaza war, okay? And they're not used to it. I tell them, we Palestinians are born and raised. We don't have no means. We don't have other passport. We will live and will die in Palestine. You Israelis, most of you are not born in Palestine. You have other passport and you have money to leave the country. You'll be leaving, will be coming back. So the future is on our side. It's not the first time the Palestinian land have been occupied and we will have an independent Palestine. I am positive, you know, that we will get there sooner or later. Time is on our side. Human rights is on our side. We are people who are seeking justice. We are not terrorists, whether we are Christians or Muslim, we are Palestinians. We live under the same flag of Palestine. We love our land, our heritage, our ancestors. We will die there. We will never leave Palestine. There will be an independent Palestine. I'm very optimistic. So now now, we living outside Palestine, you know, in our heart with Palestine and with the Palestinians. Personally, you know, we really have to do something about it. We are looking for an independent state, definitely. How can you have an independent state without independent economy? We need independent economy. And 3 months ago, we had a meeting in Istanbul and for Palestinian business people. And we did not say businessmen because businesswomen are Palestinians as well. So we say business people, definitely. I'm for women, I make my living from women, so I can. So our first meeting was in Istanbul, the second meeting was in Amman, and the next meeting is November 1st in Budapest, Hungary, you know, there. And the whole idea is to bring Palestinian business people together to serve Palestine. What we asking, and I was chosen as the president of that to start with, you know, and the next meeting probably I'll be resigning because I can serve better without being the president. I'm too hard for them because I'm so serious. I'm not into speeches, I'm into action. Okay, and I told them that and they understand that. We are not meeting because we are Hamas or Fatah or Christian or Muslim. We are meeting because we want to establish economy in Palestine. Establish an independent economy. We cannot keep stretching our hand for donating countries. And we say Saudi Arabia did not give this time, or Qatar did not give this time. God bless them. We don't have no obligation on those people. If they help us, fine. We need to help ourselves. God help those who help themselves, and we need to help ourselves. What we ask him, you know, we really want to get at least 1,000 business people together. And I'm asking, open just 10% of your business in Palestine. Hire people, either individually you can do it, or collectively we can work together. I was in Palestine recently, a few weeks ago, and I visited with lots of business people and I invited them to lunch in Beit Ur Tahta, that's where I come from. And I had the mayor of Khalil, and mayor of Nablus, mayor of Ramallah, mayor of Elvira. And I asked, you know, business people, I asked them, please make a study of what businesses are urgently needed in Palestine. And we can take these projects and sell them to ourselves, you know, to Palestinians who live abroad. And I met with the Prime Minister, I met with the Minister of Finance and Minister of Investment, and I asked them, please do us one favor, give us one office. So when we come to Palestine, we don't need to run from one office to the other to get a permit to open a business. I've been trying to open business in Ramallah for the last couple of years. I bought two buildings, I spent millions of dollars. I sent equipment from the United States of America to manufacture hair care products. That's what, you know, what I know best, okay? And that's my business, you know, I can be successful with it. Chemicals, you know, I wanted to send from the United States of America to make sure that the quality is produced the same. My chemicals are in the port for the last 6 to 8 months. And the Israelis, I sent the State Department in the United States of America, I sent it to the Beit Il, I sent it to everybody, and still 6 to 8 months, they checking out the chemicals. Probably the chemical could be spoiled before I get it, okay? The other thing, I could buy some of that chemical, but it'd be 3-4 times more expensive there, so that keeps me from competing also at the same time. So while waiting on manufacturing, I started sending products. I sent product, 8 months later, the products are not there, okay? So finally, few people come to our sales manager and say, hey, we got your product, we can sell it to you cheaper than you buy it. Really, how could it be? It's my product. And I didn't think it was serious. Believe it or not, the next day, they bring 18-wheeler, a big trailer, with my products. It is stolen from the bonded area and from the port. This is the help of the Israelis who say, yes, we want to help you build your economy. What they do is destroying anything we try to do. However, if we are to take these challenges and give up, we will not have a Palestinian state, we will not have an independent economy. By hook or by crook, I will open a factory in Palestine and I will hire hundreds of people in Palestine. That is the duty and responsibility each and every one of us that made it outside the country of Palestine. We need to help our own people. I am not opening business there to make money. Although it is a virgin market, it is a great market, everything can be successful. But I want to put my money where I can hire more people and grow with it and make, keep the money there. I'm not going to be a vacuum cleaner like some of our business people who, went to Palestine to take money out of Palestine. We need money in Palestine to stay in Palestine. We need to industrialize Palestine. And I spoke to the president of Palestine, and I told him, Mr. President, countries that lost the war, like South Korea, Vietnam, Japan, they industrialized their countries. They built the industry. They export. Look at South Korea, all of that. His answer was very simple. When we have a Palestinian state, terrorism will cover us. I said, you are buying fish in the ocean. That is not practical. We need to be practical, we need to work on that. My hope into the future for peace is really depend on the economy of Palestine. If we are having a good economy and we send our kids to school for their education, for health, for their security, that is independence. I am not into politics there. And lots of people are afraid. What is Farouk coming, to open? Is he coming for politics? No. I tried politics in the United States, and I gave up on that already. I am better as a businessman than a politician. When I ran for the governorship of the state of Texas, of 30 million people, it wasn't for me. It really wasn't an individual desire. It really a representation of Palestine and the Arabs, we used to have communism, now we have Islamism, okay? And, they're trying to do that. I wanted to prove to the Americans, we are hardworking people, we are good Americans, we are good citizens, we are good people. It is not what the media give us the image. We are, when we say we are American, we are serving America, I brought thousands of jobs to the state of Texas. But now I feel my responsibility to bring that to Palestine. So I'm really calling on all Palestinians, please help Palestine, help the economy. Let's go there, let's work together. Let's go work together. Or if you don't want to work together, you can work individually. Just create few jobs. I don't care if you create one job for a Palestinian family. Don't give money. And I'm not asking people to give donation to Palestine. I'm asking everybody, invest in Palestine. Invest in the future of Palestine. If you want a Palestinian state, you need an independent economy in Palestine. That's my story, and I stick to it. Thank you very much.